Chapter 9, A Universal Healing Method, a 10-step method for working with any pain or problem. This chapter introduces a 10-step universal healing method that can be used for any pain or problem. Embedded in this method are a variety of principles necessary for deep healing and recovery. The Universal Healing Method serves as a template for the methods, processes, and affirmations described in subsequent chapters. In the chapters to follow, you will find variations on the themes presented here. The Universal Healing Method includes the Universal Healing Wheel of Problem Method Quality and adds external action, higher power, will, and grace. The Universal Healing Method promotes a balanced healing program between outer and inner work, referred to respectively as the horizontal axis and vertical axis. Life is a series of tests and trials every step of the way. We all experience physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual problems throughout our lives. These problems range from minor irritations to major crises. Following is a list of some of our most common problems: physical pain, disease, disability, trauma, a restless mind, painful emotions, excessive material desires, attachments, bad habits, and addictions, hyperactivity, always having to be busy, egotism, selfishness, and separation, loneliness and fear of being alone, codependency or being too dependent on others, any conflict, denial of problems, being controlling or rigid, obsessional perfectionism, negative attitude, loss of status, possessions, people, or self-esteem, feeling unworthy, guilty, ashamed, self-hatred, feeling rejected or abandoned or humiliated, hatred, prejudice, judging others by their role, body, personality, age, race, religion, nationality, sexual identity, economic class, or disability, indifference or boredom, fixed false religious beliefs, fear of the unknown, the abyss, and death, lack of meaning and purpose, and any other painful problem or character flaw. When a painful problem arrives, it disturbs our peace and indicates an area where we could use some work. The school of life is in session. We have homework. Following our 10 steps we can use to work our way through any pain or problem, however mild, severe, or extreme. There are 10 steps. 1. Introspection. Discover your issues and problems. 2. Get help from your higher power. 3. Take action in the external world. 4. Choose one or a combination of spiritual qualities in response to your problem. 5. Practice one or a combination of spiritual methods to cultivate spiritual qualities. 6. Apply all of your willpower to the chosen method. 7. Grace. Gain access to the vast intelligent healing power within and around you. 8. Expansion of spiritual qualities, which occurs in 4 stages. 9. Repeat steps 1 through 9, developing a lifelong process. And 10, mastery, attain super consciousness in both meditation and activity. Step 1, introspection. Introspection is self-analysis. It brings us to the recesses of the mind that ordinarily remain hidden. It allows us to see our strengths and virtues, as well as our flaws and limitations. In practicing introspection, we are encouraged not to deny or suppress our problems, but to find them. All of us have issues and flaws. The advantage of finding out what they are is that once discovered, we can develop a plan for improvement. An honest look at our problems, however, can be threatening or even shattering to the ego. But the goal is not to tear the self to shreds. The purpose of introspection is to discover what needs to change without inflicting any unnecessary guilt, low self-esteem, or humiliation upon ourselves. Rather than feel bad about our problems, we can feel good that we have the courage to face them and the integrity to change for the better. Retreat to a quiet place. To help create a safe healing space within, take several slow deep breaths. If you know a meditation technique, use it now to bring in as much stillness as you can. To facilitate the healing power, assume an attitude of compassion, understanding, and gentleness towards yourself. Now, do a deep, honest, and fearless search for any issues, problems, or flaws that may need some work. Consult the list of problems cited in the beginning of this chapter. Make a problem list and a list of your strengths and accomplishments. Step 2, higher power. We can get help from a higher power. To get help, we need to develop a concept or image that is comfortable, accessible, and reachable. There are a variety of ways to conceptualize a higher power. Here are some examples. The omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God to whom you may appeal and get a response through grace. A personal relationship with the God of love manifested as Father, Mother, Friend, Confidant, Beloved, Teacher, Protector, Guide, Creator, Healer, Counselor, Giver, or Physician. A personal relationship with a saint, sage, prophet, or God-realized master as the embodiment of spiritual qualities, Christ, Buddha, Krishna, Rumi, Muhammad, the Baal Shem Tov, and others. God is the great physician, a vast, unified field of omniscient love, filled with infinite spiritual qualities and healing powers. The teacher, including every person, event, experience, and all of life, as the teacher. The creator, or source of all. The changeless one. Higher meaning and purpose, for example, compassionate service to humanity. The higher power can be understood as the higher self, as an embodiment of healing qualities, or higher states of consciousness. It can be communion with nature or Mother Earth, reason, morality, and the subconscious, the collective unconscious, the infinite mysterious unknown, and a host of other concepts, images, and aspects. To find the aspects or images of a higher power that are comfortable, approachable, and accessible. Install that image in your consciousness and use it as a source of continuous guidance and inspiration. Your concept can help you in your relationships with people, in conducting the business of life, with minor irritations or major crises. Sometimes we experience overwhelming pain. Sometimes we feel that we might shatter and never put the pieces back together again. Sometimes we do shatter. In any case, whether our problems are minor or extreme, our higher power can be a source of strength, courage, and wisdom. Step 3, external action, action on the physical plane or horizontal axis. We do everything we can to solve our problems on the horizontal axis or external world of people, activities, and belief systems. For example, when we have symptoms of an illness, we go to the doctor for medicine. If we are in conflict with someone, we work on interpersonal communication and problem solving. When we suffer, we turn to loved ones, work, recreation, sports, cultural events, and hobbies. We go to church, synagogue, or temple for traditional worship, inspirational sermons, communal prayer, chanting, readings, and other rituals. However, when a problem remains after we have done externally what we can, we use the problem as a stimulant for the cultivation of internal spiritual qualities. That takes us to step four, spiritual qualities, internal action or vertical axis. Life is school. Pain is the teacher. If we open to its lessons, the lessons have to do with expansion of spiritual qualities. We can respond to any problem with love and its associated qualities. For example, we can cultivate patience when angry, peace when anxious, even mindedness for excessive emotional reactivity, and strength for long-term illness. Review the spiritual alphabet. Here you will find an army of 100 spiritual qualities. These healing powers are always available at no cost in unlimited quantities right inside of our bodies. Cultivate any one or a combination of these powerful healers in response to your problem, test, or trial. Do not focus on your problems or flaws. This makes them stronger. Instead, focus all of your attention on the spiritual quality. Remember this, you are not your problems. You are a composite of the spiritual qualities listed in the spiritual alphabet. You are compassionate, loving, kind, understanding, courageous, and strong. This is your true identity. This is who you are, no matter what the world or your body is doing. 5. Spiritual methods, internal action or vertical axis. We can choose any one or a combination of the following methods to cultivate the desired qualities in response to any pain or problem. With regular and consistent practice of these powerful techniques, we can transform our suffering into spiritual strength. Affirmations, habits, progressive muscle relaxation, breathwork, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, service, yoga, the transformation of emotion. For example, to help transform high emotional reactivity to even-mindedness, we can use any of the methods described in this work. We might choose meditation, mindfulness, and service. We might change the combination of methods another day to affirmations, prayer, or breathwork. The choice is yours. Step 6, will. What we put into our practice determines what we get from the practice. If we put in a meager effort, we get a meager outcome. If we give our best, we move forward at maximum speed. Bring all of your heart, mind, might, and soul to your chosen method and desired qualities. This is single-minded concentration. It involves the totality of your being. Conviction, dedication, and will are at full power, but there is no strain. Practice your method with intensity, but not so intensely that you create tension. The mind is at its best when it is calm and concentrated. Long-standing patterns of thought, feeling, desire, energy, and behavior do not change overnight. There will be setbacks. When thrown off the horse, get back on. We learn by taking two steps forward and one step back. Resilience and perseverance mark the way. With long-term spiritual practice, nothing can stop you. You will find a more in-depth discussion of will in Chapter 10, The Serenity Prayer. Step 7, Grace. We have access to a vast intelligent healing power within and around us. We can tap into this power and get help with any type of suffering through work and grace. Our job in the healing process is to define the problem, pick a spiritual method, determine which quality we need to develop, and exert maximum effort for as long as it takes. This means putting our whole being into the work. When we do our part at maximum effort, ask for help, and endure the problem as long as it is there, grace follows. We can conceptualize grace coming from a conscious God of love or from the healing laws of the universe, which work for us when we cooperate with them. We can use whatever concept gives us inspiration and traction. The healing and transformation process works, no matter how we label it. Grace opens the gate to the unified field of omnipotent healing energy. We have no control over the gate. The keeper of the gate, a mysterious, intelligent force or law, opens the gate for us. The gate may or may not open for elimination of disease, disability, or other painful problems. However, if we do the work described in the steps 1 through 6 of this method, the gate will always open to allow the expansion of spiritual qualities such as peace, love, strength, courage, wisdom, and joy. Step 8, expansion of spiritual qualities. The expansion of spiritual qualities occurs in 4 stages. In the first stage, we experience nothing. There is an expansion of love, courage, peace, and strength, but the increase is subtle and imperceptible. 2, in stage 2, the qualities are expanding and we can feel it. This experience is tangible, concrete, and unmistakable. We feel better. Stage 3, you will find a distinct but time-limited transformation of consciousness. We experience unfathomable stillness, the changeless peace of the soul, ecstatic love, pure joy, intuitive wisdom, cosmic sound, divine light, oneness with everything, disembodied consciousness, and other wonderful expressions of spirit. Then we return to ordinary consciousness. And the 4th stage is one of sustained superconsciousness, described below in the section on mastery of this method. Although our experience is tangible in stage 2 and dramatic in stage 3 and 4, the growth of spiritual qualities is slow. Do not expect results right away. There will be times when we think we are not moving at all, and sometimes we slip backward. But sometimes we have to go backwards in order to go forward, and all effort is progress. When we make the effort, we are advancing, even when we can't see it. If we keep going, we will eventually see progress. Each time we practice affirmations, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, service, or other spiritual methods, we are putting wisdom, strength, courage, and other currency in our spiritual bank account. When the time comes and credit is due, we can take them out. Step 9, repetition. This step involves the repetition of the first 9 steps. Spiritual work is lifelong and continuous. This is not something we do for a few weeks or months. Life is always school. The only question is whether we attend the classes, do the homework, and pass the tests. If we do the work, one by one our problems are contained, reduced, pulverized or dissolved and replaced by positive qualities and positive habits. Eventually, we achieve mastery, a state of sustained superconsciousness in both meditation and activity. Step 10, mastery. Upon mastery, when our soul merges with spirit, we enter and never leave the boundless ocean of love. We come to know the changeless one is unlimited stillness, silence, spaciousness, and serenity. With this expanded consciousness, we can receive any condition without losing our equilibrium. Our reason expands to intuition, separation to oneness, and human love to unconditional love. We are fearless, humble, strong, enthusiastic, and cheerful. Our faith is perfect. Our highly attuned intuition receives guidance and wisdom from omniscience. We are awake, aware, and ready for anything. We give peace, love, and joy in our words, actions, and vibrations to all whom we meet. Even-minded in all conditions, we serve humanity with love, compassion, and kindness. We do perform acts of courage and heroism, but most of our work is quiet, anonymous acts of gentle, humble service. Liberated from the bondage of fear and insecurity, we watch the colossal cosmic drama with calm detachment. Mastery, a sustained state of superconsciousness in both meditation and activity, is a very high state, difficult to achieve. Some think mastery is impossible, unreal, or too good to be true. To others, it seems inaccessible or overwhelming. It is not meant to be so. Advanced sages, saints, and masters are people who have realized their potential. I have included their description of higher states of consciousness as part of the spiritual map to remind us of our potential. Their descriptions of infinity, eternity, immortality, imperturbable peace, fearlessness, pure love, and ecstatic joy sound good and intuitively seem right. I have experienced and verified some of the elements of superconsciousness, but I make no claim to mastery. I am a struggling student with many flaws, learning how to love. Nevertheless, I trust the teachings of the great ones. Throughout this work, I will describe the spiritual climb from beginning to end. I suggest you find your place on the path and work from there. Begin your practice now, today, or even if you have already started, march on. Persist and persevere through all obstacles. I plan to travel the distance. I invite you to join me. I'm not a master, but I can move in that direction, and so can you. The Universal Method and the Mystery of Suffering and Evil. For many people, the biggest barrier to beginning a spiritual practice is the following question. If God is love, why is there so much suffering and evil in this world? Here are four possible explanations. One, the mystery. There is a God of love, but we cannot answer the question of why there's so much evil and suffering because his ways are mysterious. There are tests and trials, but their purpose is beyond our understanding. God works in strange and mysterious ways. Two, karma and reincarnation. Karma is the law of cause and effect, and reincarnation is the transmigration of the soul. There is free will and choice. Good choices lead to good consequences. Bad choices lead to bad consequences. As you sow, so shall you reap. The soul reincarnates until we work out our negative karma, the related consequences of sin, through meditation, love, and service. Three, agnosticism. An agnostic claims the existence of God is unknown. And 4, atheism. An atheist believes that there is no God and that events occur at random. In any case, each of us has to struggle with the challenges life brings without fully understanding why. To grow spiritually, we don't need answers to all of our questions, nor do we need theological constructs or dogma. We do need the universal healing wheel to discern our problems, develop a spiritual practice, and cultivate spiritual qualities. And we can do this whether or not we believe in God, karma, or grace. The centerpiece of this model is the universal healing wheel, choosing a problem, method, and quality. Then we can add our concept of God, karma, and grace, or float all questions in the mystery. Pain is the teacher and stimulant for the cultivation of healing qualities. We can cultivate love, compassion, kindness, and courage in response to tests and challenges without knowing answers to all of the questions. Whether or not we believe in God, we can always find problems, develop a spiritual practice, and cultivate healing qualities. Points to remember. The 10-step method can help us accomplish the goal of spiritual work, the cultivation of spiritual qualities to help manage any issue, pain, or problem. This method is universal, applicable to any person and to every problem. We can respond to painful problems with any one or combination of 100 spiritual qualities. Spiritual qualities are healers and purifying agents. They are standard equipment built into the body, embedded in the genetic code as our birthright. We can tap into these healing powers at any time in response to any problem by practicing the spiritual disciplines described in this work. Events and our emotional and mental reactions to those events cause us to lose sight of the omnipresent peace and wisdom of the soul. The spiritual methods described here help us reduce our reactivity and move towards and finally into the imperturbable peace of the soul. We may not be able to control everything in our environment, but we always have control over our will and thoughts. This is where the battle is fought and won. By choosing to practice a spiritual method, we can spiritualize any event. This means responding to life with a spiritual quality, no matter what life brings. The formula for success in working with any pain or problem is 1, ask for help from your higher power. 2, take action in the external world. 3, apply maximum effort to a spiritual method for the cultivation of spiritual qualities. 4, accept and endure as long as the problem persists. And 5, grace comes on its own schedule. The result is the expansion of peace, love, strength, courage, wisdom, and joy. You may not be able to get rid of all of your pain, but you can change your relationship to it. Here is how. There are 2 layers of pain, the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. We cannot control the former, but we can control the latter. When you practice the techniques described in this book, you reduce reactivity, the add-ons to the inevitable suffering of life. You cultivate strength and peace no matter what your body or the world throws at you. You become a more skillful pain manager, and your quality of life improves accordingly. Affirmations. My spiritual practice is continuous and lifelong. I'm always practicing a spiritual method. I am committed to spiritual practice for the rest of my life. I practice each spiritual method in the present, in the moments of my life. When I overcome difficulty, I expect new and more advanced challenges and tests. I practice with patience and perseverance. I never give up. I conduct all spiritual work with calm concentration. I give all of my heart, mind, might, and soul to the work. Exercises. 1. Define your higher power. To get help from a higher power, we need an image that is accessible and comfortable. Will you pick a master such as Jesus, Buddha, the Baal Shem Tov, Rumi, or Krishna as an embodiment of spiritual qualities? Are there any other prophets, saints, or sages that give you inspiration and guidance? Will you go to the ocean of love and find your guidance there? Will you observe nature and see in her the rhythm, harmony, beauty, and power that can carry you through anything? Will it be the mystery, the unknown, the absolute beyond conception? Will it be reason, morality, and the higher self? Is God like a teacher, present in each event, person, and experience? Or will you choose love and service to humanity and surrender to the mystery, accepting God as unknowable? Whatever concept you choose, you will need your connection to it to be stronger than the worst pain, evil, or problem that arises. Then you can withstand the power of duality's brutal realities. What image works for you? 2. Choose a problem, method, and quality. Roll the universal healing wheel. The centerpiece of this work is the practice of spiritual methods to cultivate spiritual qualities in response to painful problems. Review the list of problems described in the beginning of this chapter. Are you currently struggling with these or any other problems? Choose one or two on which you would like to focus. Then, choose one or a combination of spiritual qualities that will help you manage that problem. And then choose one or a combination of spiritual methods that will help you cultivate your desired qualities. If you're not familiar with any spiritual practices, read the chapters on spiritual methods and then return to this step. In summary, our differing complex needs and capacities and levels of receptivity require an individualized approach. There are as many ways up the spiritual mountain as there are people. While all have some elements in common, no two paths are alike. To best suit our needs, we can arrange and rearrange qualities and methods in any combination we wish. We can be flexible and individualize our program. If a method or quality seems too difficult, choose another. For example, if meditation is intimidating, try mindfulness and service. Later, the practice of meditation might prove less daunting. The next chapter describes the Serenity Prayer, a prayer that helps us maintain peace of mind during all phases of recovery and healing.